fast-paced, hard-hitting, all the news you need to know in Jerry Elliott's Punchline News.
Yay! See what I was doing there? I'm qualifying the bit there, Tor, because I know what's coming. You look rather puzzled over there. Yes.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
Willie Nelson canceled several show dates due to an illness.
Aww.
Yeah, but don't worry about Willie, Christy. He's got something for the pain.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, just keep your hand on that button.
Robert De Niro. Bobby De Niro called President Trump an effing idiot.
Ooh.
Yeah, Bob was responding to the question, what does Trump have in common with whoever picks your movies? Listen to this, Tork. You're not a big fan of the gingy Ed Sheeran, right?
No, I am not.
He says he always carries a bottle of ketchup with him in case he finds himself in a place that doesn't have it. Well, you know what they always say, bringing your own condiment is the best way to practice safe snacks.
It's a formidable scent. It stings the nostrils.
God, you were right, Jerry. You were so right.
Wow.
Michael Douglas has been accused of masturbating in front of a former employee.
Oh, no.
Well, as Louis C.K. knows it, Thursday morning. Sarah Palin's son, Track, is going on trial for attacking his father.
Ooh.
Lawyers for the defense say the attack was 100% justified. You know, because father named him Track. Lindsay Lohan says she wants to star in a Batgirl movie.
Crazy.
Oh, wow.
See, I think she'd be a better Poison Ivy, considering all the guys she's left itchy. A Japanese astronaut revealed he grew, listen to this, Japanese astronaut revealed that he grew 3.5 inches while in space.
Wow.
And in tomorrow's headlines, NASA eagerly welcoming their newest volunteer, Kevin Hart.
Oh, my God. You are so funny.
President Trump's getting his physical tomorrow, and it does include a prostate exam.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a switch. Somebody other than the Democrats giving Trump the finger.
Shut up!
The Army struggling with a slew of I don't like that one. That one.
Okay. Wait a minute. You're you're editing on the fly?
Well, any golfer out there knows the term. This one's what we call a B-raper. All right?
Okay.
All right.
Oof.
The Army is struggling with a slew of recruits who are obese and otherwise out of shape, which is shocking because if you've been to a mall recently, you'd agree that Americans today are absolute paragons of physical fitness.
I can hear the audience now. Boo!
Yeah, that was a worm burner.
Yeah, that was a worm burner.
All right, a company is releasing smart underwear that can control things in your home.
Really?
Yeah, I think this is a bad idea, though, Torque. I wouldn't want to be miles away, fart, and then the garage door opens. Feral monkeys in Florida are carrying a strain of herpes that's potentially deadly to humans. So really, as long as no one in Florida is dumb enough to have sex with a monkey, It's Florida.
Floridians.
Oh, that's great.
Hey, an Arizona woman fired a gun at her husband while he was on the toilet to make him, quote, listen.
Oh, no.
Hey, at least he was in the right place to have the crap scared out of him. And finally, a Massachusetts man won $1 million in a lottery just months after his wife did the same. Experts say the odds of a married couple experiencing this are almost as astronomical as having oral sex.
And that's Punchline News.